About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show, but first let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show.
All right, we did make it our mission to make 2026 a funner summer.
Oh, yeah. Ripping the bong.
Fun is at an all-time low. We've talked about reasons why over and over again. People are not having fun anymore. Fun is too expensive. People just like to sit at home and scroll, et cetera, et cetera. So we decided let's turn things around. And we promised if you tune into K-Rock every morning, we will force you to have a funner summer like we're forcing each other. And on the list of things that we must do, we have been talking about certain things we must accomplish this summer. I know that next weekend, I was going to do the backyard kegger, but apparently that's the day that Allie's going camping with Vanessa.
Vanessa's coming camping with us, yeah.
Right, we're
going to go down to the San Diego area and do some tent camping. And Vanessa, you don't have to worry about bringing a thing. I have a tent for you. We have stuff to make coffee. We've got a little cooktop. We've got everything you need. This is going to be, is this your first camping experience, Vanessa?
This is my second. The first one, I camped in the car, so I don't feel like it counts. But I was at a campsite.
Car? Were you homeless?
No, that was after she banged the chef in the car, probably.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
Be quiet.
Anyway, that will be checked off. So yeah. I will have helped Vanessa achieve both of her funner summer challenges, which were getting drunk in a water park and going camping.
Right.
Are you going camping by the beach or the forest? What kind of camping?
You know, we're going with friends. I don't even know. I don't think it's by the beach.
Okay.
It's a little lesbian camping, so it'll be deep in the woods.
It'll be rough. Oh, yeah. I'm going to poop in a hole.
I decided, because I need to do an all-nighter and accomplish some other things on the list before I throw the backyard kegger for everyone, which I have to now move because you guys can't do it on Friday. I had said next Friday was going to be the date. But,
no one knew that you said that. Who did you say that to?
I said earlier this summer because I said I have a small window where I don't have my kids this summer, and I'm gonna
do... Yeah, I thought you said the 18th. Is what I recall.
Yeah, there's no way that you confirmed a date.
I swear I gave a few possible Fridays.
No.
I knew I did. But whatever, we'll figure it out and we'll do the backyard. We have to do that between. In fact, I just talked to the keg guy yesterday, the guy who's going to be giving us the keg.
Nice.
So we got...
you're getting one for... you're getting a hookup?
I'm getting an ice luge. I'm doing a bunch of things.
Cool.
I've already been doing a lot of stuff behind the scenes.
Oh, man, I'm so mad I can't drink.
Don't have the date yet. Oh, we're going to pour stuff that you can drink in there. Don't worry.
What?
But on this Friday, because I need to pull an all-nighter, it's very hard for me to stay up all night unless I'm in Vegas. But that's the one place I can stay up all night, no problem. Still. Because I think they pump the air into the casinos, and I got the gambling thing. And
You got the adrenaline. There's so many reasons to stay up.
And I've been
Vegas.
Hearing, I've been starting to get the itch lately because, you guys went, you went recently for No Doubt, and then someone else went recently for some. I've been hearing a lot of, and even though I know it's going to be hot, really hot, in Vegas, north of 100, obviously, because it's the summer. I finally pulled the trigger, so I'm going to Vegas on Friday.
Are you driving?
Have not figured that part of it out yet. Apparently, I don't know if there's construction or something. But I used to think in my head it took 3 hours to get to Vegas. I think that number is doubled now.
Yeah.
Going back on Sunday sucks. The only way
I think it always could be 3 hours.
I know I did it one time, I feel like in 3 hours, so I always assume that's the number, and that's a very, I can stomach that number easily. 3 hour drive, nothing, no problem. But 6 hours, it starts to get real annoying.
Yeah, and I think it's minimum four.
Especially from where you are.
Yeah, especially from where you're at. But do you have a plan? Going to be gambling all night?
No,
are you going to see a show?
I'm not going to see a show, Allie.
Blue Man Group, man.
You got to see a magic show.
I'm not seeing a stupid show.
You have to
show.
See David Blaine levitate.
Or Copperfield. This is last year.
I'm proud to say that I've been to Vegas a billion times, and I've never once been to it. Actually, that's not true. I went to Carrot Top one time.
No, we saw that. The Absinthe show together.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
That didn't really count as a show, though.
That was good.
That was a circus show.
You saw the Rolling Stones over there, didn't you?
Yeah. Rolling Stones we saw there, but also wouldn't count that as a show. I'll tell you what.
Absinthe was definitely a show.
Absinthe's not a show, dude. It's a freak
show. It's
totally a show.
Do you have a ticket? Yes.
It's a show.
Did we sit in a theater? Yes, we did.
It was a tent outside of Caesars.
There are folding chairs, and there's a start time and an end time, and there's clapping.
I didn't clap.
Yeah.
I refused. But I...
It was a show. You saw a circus show.
I'm going... Listen, here's the important thing. I will be crossing off this weekend, all-nighter. I just called a guy...
Are you going to be taking some substances?
I just called a guy yesterday that I used to be my guy to get extracurriculars from. And I have not spoken to this guy in a while.
Make sure you test it for fentanyl.
You know what he said to me? He goes, I don't do that anymore. I have children now. Now, this was... That made me very sad for a few reasons. This is a guy that I have not probably texted in, I don't know, 10 years plus, but he was my go-to guy for everything.
What's everything? Every drug?
He could get anything. Then draw whatever you needed. Whatever you needed, he could take care of it. He was like a fixer. This was a guy. And he's out of that business altogether. And now he said he's in HVAC repair. I was so disappointed. What a good career that way.
K-Rock needs him.
You know what?
He's a fixer.
I know I asked you about drugs yesterday, but you went from fixing situations now fixing heating and air conditioning.
Yeah, I mean, he could do great business here with AC repair and cocaine.
Isn't it disappointing when you have a person that you know that's like your irresponsible guy and all of a sudden they like, quote, get it together.
They're like sober.
And then they're like, they figured it out. And I'm like...
Well, it makes you probably feel bad because you're like, well, I have kids.
Yeah. Right, I know.
I'm hitting you up for drugs.
But I said to the guy, I'm like, so you're like out? He's like, yeah. He's like, I've been out for 6 years now. I'm fixing people's air conditioning.
But he still knows somebody. Right?
That's what I said. I'm like, so who's the guy?
You need to give your business to somebody,
and
right?
He's like, wish you all the best. Have a blessed day. I'm like, oh,
blessed
man.
Blessed day?
Yeah, you got blessed day.
Rubbing salt in that wound.
I know, he blessed day'd me, dude. So that used
you just
to be
have the, a good old-fashioned day.
That guy used to say, like, I'll meet you in the parking lot in 30 minutes with an 8-ball.
Cool.
Now he's saying, have a blessed day.
Oh, man. So now you got nothing? What about Jake? Jake's got a hookup, I'm sure.
I have a backup hookup that's fine. I just am not through. But anyway, so I'm trying to figure out how the 24 hours will go because I'm not going to sleep.
And you have that Adderall.
I'm actually contemplating not even getting a hotel room because my feeling is if I get a hotel room, I'm going to sleep.
Are you going with your wife?
So there's the thing.
You're just doing a turnaround trip.
Well, there's two things. My wife got wind of it. She's not thrilled about the idea of me just going to Vegas for 24 hours just to let loose.
Well, and it's expensive.
So she goes, oh, that sounds fun, but I know that her idea of what fun in Vegas would be is very different than my idea of what fun in Vegas would be.
Is her night done at 11:30?
She would want to go to a spa, which I don't want to do. And she would want to go shopping, which I don't want to do.
So those are my least favorite parts of Vegas.
Those are the two things that I would least want to do. So I said, well, maybe we could travel together, but then we could completely go part ways and then meet each other like at the time to leave and drive back.
Like a vacation divorce.
Yeah, vacation divorce.
Yeah.
That's the next one, maybe.
Maybe just land and then separate, see each other at the airport.
But I will do the 24. I got to figure out how to document it so you guys, I just want to know what do I need to do so that you guys know that I've accomplished the all-nighter.
We have to document. We need pictures and video of
the whole night. So it's got to be updates like every, hey, now it's 3 in the morning, now it's 6 in the morning.
Absolutely.
Okay. Oh, take an intern to videotape the entire thing.
Do we have that intern still or is he gone?
On Friday?
It would have to be Friday.
I feel like that guy would be totally down.
Yeah.
Yeah, see if he could come. But I don't... see if that guy wants to come and document it.
I feel like he would just end up naked in your hotel room.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah, he's he's got to stay up all night, though, to do it.
Yeah, great.
And by the way, I just want to point out, I did accomplish one of the things on Omar's list already.
Oh, did you do sex three times
three
in a day?
Three times in a day.
Gross. So,
with your wife?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Lame.
What's that?
So you got to do it with like a one-night stand.
No. That wasn't Omar's. Omar's was three times in a day.
Three times
a day is not
That's
easy,
crazy.
Dude. Three times in a day, 24-hour period.
I thought you said your wife would be completely horrified and disgusted if you tried to do that.
I know.
Is it the neck, dude?
She has PTSD now.
I think, it was first thing in the morning when we woke up. Then we went away for the night. We pulled the night. I went to Palm Springs for one night. This was during the week we were off. Chris in the room when we got there, because that's where I'm at my best, in a new hotel room. And then the next morning, before it had been full 24 hours, knew that I was one away from hitting Omar's three, hit that, and then I threw my hat in the air afterwards.
What?
So proud of myself.
Wow.
She said, why did you do that?
Why? I don't want to look at this haircut.
Yeah. Put that hat back on. Cover your face.
So, well, congratulations. So fun, that's a big accomplishment.
Fun or summer.
I think if you accomplish somebody else's fun or summer challenge, you get bonus points for that.
I agree.
Like, the more that you can accomplish.
So we still have about five things we have to get done before Labor Day, I guess, whenever this thing comes to an end. But
yeah, I still have to do a one-night stand. I don't know how that's going to work out. You know what? After this conversation I have with Katie, it might be if I can find an A or B lister.
Yeah, who's the lowest level celebrity you have to find that she gave you a celebrity hall pass
well,
for?
Well, we talked about what level of celebrity it had to
be. That'll be coming up next hour on the show, so get ready for that. That's apparently all the rage again. It's back. Everything that was once cool is now back again, and apparently celebrity hall passes are in again. So we'll get to that coming up later. Back in a moment, we do news, and then we get you into Disneyland and Evanescence this weekend, and that's all coming up with more Klein Alley Show next. Hold up.